This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Friday Eve, everybody. The trash is brought to you by your wonderful mom. Ma. Mother's Day is a couple days away, guys. It's this Sunday. So hopefully you've got a little something planned for her. You already sent it on its way, or maybe you guys are going to do a Zoom call. I don't know what you're doing. Let us know. 800-400-3697. You can email Bryn at RadioAlice.com, B-R-Y-N at RadioAlice.com. If people do Brian at RadioAlice.com, will you also get that?
No, that's not how it works, Sarah. You just can't.
It doesn't just all dump into a RadioAlice.com thing.
No.
Because people can't spell your name, you know. There's probably thousands of emails just in the ethers looking for a home.
I do hear you say, you spell it every time you say it, though, don't you?
I try to, because I would think, you know, if I said Bryn to somebody, they might go B-R-I-N, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Or Bruin or Brian.
I've been seeing a ton of Bryns on social media. It's so weird.
Really?
All of them girls. Like four, I think I've seen four in the past like 3 weeks.
Have you seen it with the spelling with two N's
and an E?
I have. Mm-hmm. I have. But lately, they've been spelled exactly the same way as me.
Oh, huh?
Mine.
And, is it short for Brendolyn?
They're all girls.
No, oh. No. Well, anyway, listen. Make sure you take care of mom and let us know how you're doing it. We'd love to say hi to your mom or share that. Usually, we do like you know, we change the name of the station and. Have like the mom of the year thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't do anything this year.
Oh.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. Mama. You know, it's funny. Like, I had such issues with my mom growing up, you know? You're just, like, so embarrassed by your mom and stuff. And now that I am a mom, like, I feel like I'm feeling what she felt as your kids sort of shun you or whatever and stuff. And it's just like, why are we so embarrassed by our moms? Like, what is it? This is a person, you know, all they do is love you, you know?
Well,
why do we have to go through those awkward years?
And they also squash everything you want to do in your life, too. I mean, that's why you have...
Because they're the rule layer downer.
Every time you say, you know what I'm going to do, they go, no, you're not.
Here's what you should do, hon.
You can't ride a skateboard off the roof. No.
But you never say it with anything but love, you know? Like, I really would love you to be able to walk afterward, you know? Riding your skateboard off the roof. It's a tough one, hon. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, yes, I know for a fact I've had girlfriends who've said, oh, my God, my mom used to call me a slut as I was walking out the door because of the way I was dressed.
Well, you were probably dressed like a slut, you know?
I'd be like, oh, my God, that's moms? Yeah. That's momming? Calling your kid a slut?
Well, if it makes her, gives her pause. The problem is we don't listen to our moms at the crucial time when we should be listening. Like, you could actually learn from your mom's experience and, you know, no, they're like, everything they say is stupid and they don't know anything and they were never a kid. But, you know, as a mom now, I'm like, oh my God, listen to your mother. We're so smart. My kids are just so embarrassed. Like, I was looking back through I was telling you how I went through my entire Instagram feed for, you know, 8 years of it, whatever it was. And it was like I watched my kids change into people who hate me right in front of my eyes. Like, you know, little Sean, who's, you know, I don't know what he was at the time. What is he, 19? So he was, I don't know.
12.
Yeah, 12, 11. Like, and he was actually really cool with me for a long time. It's only been maybe the last 2 years. And he, you know, he's joking and laughing and we're having a ball. And then all of a sudden, no, enough of you. But I will say this, the older one came back to me like hard, and he's not even 21. So I'm, you know, and he, whoa, there were several years there where I didn't get two words out of him. He hated me. So, yay. I went through it. I have a scar in my heart, and now he's back. Remember your mom. Listen, I never thought I'd even be one, and here I am.
I actually, can't. I don't know how long you want to. I mean, I know we have trash to do, so I don't know how long you want to talk about moms. But I find it hard to believe he hated you. I don't think that's the. I think there's you don't want someone constantly telling you what to do. But I don't. I never hated my mom. No way.
Yeah. Well, I hated my mom, but at the exact same time, I loved her. Like, you know, I think that you are able to hate on your mom because you know that she will love you no matter what you do. I think that if I was less secure about my mom's love, I wouldn't have been able to push so hard on her. You know, I actually think that the whole adolescent pushback is to get your parents to dislike you enough that they help you get out of the house. Because otherwise we'd all just, like, if it was all a happy family, no one would ever leave. Like, how would you ever start a life if you didn't have a little push and pull with your kid?
Well, I actually think there are a lot of happy families out there, even through the teen years. I'm surprised by it. And the biggest surprise I find is when I see a kid who makes it through their teen years without doing drugs or drinking.
Yeah.
And it just blows my mind when I'm like, so what as a parent did your parents do? Like, I remember Icky was one of the kids who's like, oh no, you never wanted to cross my mom. I'm like, oh my God, what did she do to you? Oh, she would be so mean. I'm like, yeah, what? Because my dad used to beat the crap out of me. Like grab me by the hair.
We all have different levels of fear.
Drag me to some place where he had enough room to kick and swing and take it out on me and show me what's what. So to hear him say that, I'm thinking, what did she do? And he's like, oh, she would hold it against you for like months. And I'm like, right. What would she do? Well, she'd be mad. Right. Yeah. What did she do? Well, nothing. I mean, what was she going to do? Well, then how is that so bad? What are you talking about?
Because disappointing someone who you know loves you can be, I actually think it's a way more effective.
Maybe.
Like beating somebody up, that is makes you hate and resent them.
Absolutely, like, it does. You're right, and it makes you it makes you lose respect for them.
Right. Well, like you can't control yourself. You're beating up your kid.
Right.
And I think it's a much harder thing to, you know. It's actually, look, you want to. There's plenty of times where you're just like, oh, would I like to give it to you? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at you like this.
Whatever. Look.
And even, you know, you got to be, is this what I've raised? And turn around and walk away. And that's the only way you can get somebody to think about it. If they're busy thinking about the beating that's raining down on them, they're not thinking about the thing they did and how sorry
right.
they are for
well,
it.
Well, I don't know how you do that as a parent. I'm hoping I can, I certainly am not going to lay hands on my kids, but I really do hope I'm somehow able to help them negotiate adolescence without needing to be high and drunk.
Well, you have, Jesus. I didn't even take that part into it.
That went backwards.
I loved my daddy so much. Like, my dad could do no wrong. Through all the times I hated my mom, you know, my dad was like an angel. And I think that you will probably do just fine through all of that.
I hope so.
Your wife is in for it. Especially, oh man, that Hulk baby. You know,
I don't even know. You don't know how that's going to play
out. You don't. So. You really don't. And look, I wish you a wonderful, a smooth ride. And
I deserve that wish.
Yeah, I sure.
I need that wish.
You've been through plenty of stuff. Good luck, buddy.
Anyway, a couple minutes left for trash. What do you got?
Oh, my God. There really are only a couple minutes. Well, it's worth it talking about mom. I want to start with this just really quickly. Not Paul Rogers, but the guy who took over for him in Bad Company, Brian Howe, is dead at 66. He had, looks like, cardiac arrest. They're thinking on the way to the hospital. He had some heart issues. He was the lead vocalist from 1983 on. So all their, like, to me, their big hits are from the 70s,
mm-hmm.
When Paul Rogers was the singer. But they actually say their biggest record was made in 1990, and that was this guy singing.
What?
Yeah. It was called, let me see, what Holy Water.
Name one song off that thing.
I can't. I absolutely cannot. But apparently it went platinum. It made the top 40, and it was their most successful. You know, I was thinking that they have a greatest hits album called 10 from 6, I think.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you that overall that's sold more because those are all the songs that people know. Is this, what song is this?
This is their most popular song on Holy Water. It's called If You Needed Somebody.
Oh, it's the Flame. This is Cheap Tricks, The Flame.
Yeah, I love the Flame. Don't make fun of The Flame. I love The Flame.
Oh, I'm making fun.
Don't.
That's a band that ruled and then did that?
Yeah, I like The Flame.
No, you don't.
I do.
Oh, I do know this song.
I actually feel like I have heard this song.
I think it's in a sandwich commercial or something.
If you needed somebody to give you a sandwich. Yeah, so anyway, apparently this was a big hit for them. I don't really remember it. By 1990, I was not listening to Bad Company anymore. So anyway, rest in peace, second Bad Company singer, Brian Anthony Howe. I want to say I saw them at like the Marin County Fair a few years ago, and they had some young dude who was like, show us your tees. I went, what? Is this, where does this guy think he is? It's a bunch of moms and kids. What's happening here? Bad Company, stop it.
Oh, that's funny.
Mm.
Know your audience, dude.
Hey, you know, I've been looking and looking and looking because I'm really concerned about Big Brother. So after I found out that next week is the season finale of Survivor, I just sat down and did like just a quick search, and I couldn't find anything super recent, but I did find a thing, just kind of a rumor thing. What it comes down to is there still hasn't been an official announcement about Big Brother for this summer from CBS. They're actually saying if things were on schedule there, it would be the middle of, it would be, the cast would be revealed in the middle of June. The season premiere would take place closer to the end of the same month. I did see on Survivor last night, they're bringing back the Sunday night movie. Do you remember the Sunday night movie when you were a kid? CBS
No.
Sunday night movie? I used to watch them all the time. It would be, I don't know if they were all original movies. I can't really remember if it was like sort of edited for TV, former theatrical releases, you know, in the days before videotape or whatever. But the Sunday night movie was a thing. Here's why I'm so bummed, though. Sunday night is a big, Big Brother night, right? Wasn't it like Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday?
Yeah.
So the fact that they're scheduling something for Sunday nights is a bit of a bummer. So...
Well, it could be a gap filler. That would be
sure.
An easy thing to fill a gap. But I don't know what to say about that. I can see why, on one hand, you watch the NFL and the way they're talking, they're not going to miss. They're not skipping a beat and they're not missing a game.
Right.
So when you hear that and you like to hear confidence, you go, well, are they just being foolish?
Right. Because people are going, what happens if I buy a ticket and the season gets canceled?
I just think they want to. Until it's completely impossible for them to go through with it, they're just going to function like they're doing the season.
Big Brother Canada did get canceled.
Oh, it did.
Is what I found. There has been no official announcement that they're canceling it. However, people in the know say they have canceled these meetings that they have with the people that they want to have on the show. You know, like the casting calls. Those are getting canceled. But that wouldn't stop them from doing an all-star version, which... They already know who the people are. They're already vetted. You know, all it would really take is 2 to 3 weeks of total confinement somewhere, and those people would all have to accept that. And probably the crew would do some confinement as well. And then they just throw them. I mean, they're alone in the house. If there's no virus in there, there's no
virus.
It's
obviously important to you.
For sure.
But I feel like maybe it's not important enough to them, or maybe the lawyers have said, you can't risk this. We're not going to let you. So forget it.
Well, I wish that they would just come out and say it, because, you know, I still, my my hopes are up, because that's my summer. That's my summer plan. That's what I plan to do. A lot of people travel, do this. I'm like, Big Brother, three nights a week, man. Bring it on.
I just found an article from CBS about the shows they've canceled and they're keeping, but I don't see anything about Big Brother.
They're canceling that Tommy show, right? Isn't that the one where Edie Falco plays a cop? And
I was actually just looking, sort of scanning for the Big Brother. Yes, it looks like canceled is Tommy, canceled is the show called Broke, which had the NCIS star.
Polly Perrette.
Yeah, from, what was that, NCIS LA?
I think she was the main NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Man with a Plan, canceled.
But not Big Brother.
That's Matt LeBlanc's show.
Yeah, that's too bad. I hadn't even seen that yet. Oh, well.
Oh, look at that. Magnum P.I. got renewed. MacGyver got renewed. Oh, that's, anyway, yeah,
good.
Big Brother's
them.
Nowhere to be found, and that was the point I was trying to make.
Right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much cool stuff. You're not going to, I don't have anything. So
okay.
I'll see you on the other side with news.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.